The Lagos Waste Management Authority, LAWMA, has ramped up its night surveillance operations, leaving no hiding place for persons hiding under the cover of darkness to dispose of their waste at illegal locations. The agency has reiterated its commitment to enforcing environmental laws, ensuring that offenders are identified and prosecuted accordingly. Speaking on the renewed offensive, the managing director, CEO of LAWMA, Dr. Muyiwa Gbadegesin, noted that the agency's surveillance and enforcement teams were operating round the clock to track and apprehend individuals who defy waste management regulations, noting that the heightened night monitoring was yielding results, as multiple arrests had been made in recent days. Commenting further, he cited instances of recent arrests. On the 7th of February 2025, at approximately 9:20 p.m., LAWMA's enforcement team caught an individual, Engineer Akinsola, unlawfully dumping refuse at the road median along Egbeta Akawanjo Road, near Mycom bus stop. Upon interrogation, the suspect falsely claimed to be a police officer. Further investigation at his residence confirmed the absence of a designated waste storage facility and no record of registration with an authorized private sector participant, PSP, for waste disposal. Akinsola admitted that his landlord had instructed him to dispose of the waste at the road median. He is being prosecuted accordingly. Also in another incident, LAWMA's Waste Infractions Surveillance and Investigation Team responded to a complaint about illegal dumping at a Body Primary School, Shasha Road. Upon arrival, the team discovered extensive waste disposal infractions and apprehended over 25 individuals. Among those arrested were six vehicle owners who had used their cars to transport and dispose of large volumes of waste. All arrested environmental violators will be prosecuted. The LAWMA boss cited yet another incident. On the 5th of February 2025, at approximately 10:37 p.m., an individual identified as Fatima was caught dumping waste at the road median near Mycom bus stop along Akawanjo Road. Investigations revealed that her residence lacked a designated waste storage facility, and she was not registered with a PSP for waste collection services. She, too, will be prosecuted for flouting environmental laws. Gbadegesin stressed that LAWMA was not only intensifying enforcement but also expanding its public sensitization efforts, as the agency's advocacy team was conducting door-to-door awareness campaigns, educating residents on proper waste disposal practices. He urged residents to report challenges or dissatisfaction with waste collection services to LAWMA instead of resorting to illegal dumping, particularly at night, as loose waste at illegal dump sites indicates that many households around the area do not own waste bins. Gbadegesin reaffirmed LAWMA's zero-tolerance policy towards environmental infractions and emphasized that every Lagos resident had a role to play in maintaining a cleaner and healthier environment, encouraging residents to make use of the agency's dedicated customer service channels to report any issues with waste collection, stressing that indiscriminate dumping would no longer be tolerated. He said, LAWMA remains steadfast in its mission to transform Lagos into a cleaner and more sustainable city, ensuring that all offenders are brought to justice. We want to urge all residents to comply with waste management regulations and contribute to a cleaner metropolis for all. Lagosians are therefore urged to contact LAWMA through its toll-free numbers 0800-00-LAWMA, 0800-52962, 0708-0601020, and 617, or visit www.lame.gov.ng for inquiries, complaints, or more details.